Good morning, and welcome to One on One with the Pro. One of the my favorite pros I know is in the banking biz, and you can find him there with a lovely mural on his building in downtown beautiful Bartlesville. How you doing, Trevor Dorsey with Regent Bank?
I'm doing great today. How are you, Tom?
Well, it's always a good day in Bartlesville.
You bet. The sun's out. Mm-hmm. I think it's maybe supposed to be a little bit warmer today. Had a little bit of cold, but... You know, sun's shining. The good Lord's giving us another day. You know, everything's good.
Yeah. Well, you know, I was just talking with one of your neighbors, Rick Lloyd, down there at the Price Tower.
Yes, sir.
And you're just right down there next to him. And, you know, that's the scenic part of town right now. You know, you got the big open space. You got the tower. And now we got your building all brand new and redone and inside and out. And that nice mural that paints a lot of history.
It looks good.
On the wall.
And if you turn off of Frank Phillips onto Dewey and you head toward Price Tower, if you're looking at the mural on the building, it's funny. Price Tower lines up right directly with it. So it looks like you're looking at the mural, then all of a sudden it just keeps going.
Hey. So funny how that happened.
It's kind of neat. And, yeah, with Price Tower down there and now the new green space.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, you know, I think last time I was on here with the city council, but we talked about all the beautiful lights. They lit up that nice park and green space we've got down there now. And, you know, it's just there's a lot of really neat things right there in that corner. And like today, we'll probably get to see some people walking. Usually, if the weather's a little bit nice, you see a lot of folks out and about. And with the Lime scooters now, you see those.
You let
those
things
go whizzing by my window all day long.
You let them go through the drive-thru like
that? I guess you could use it to go through the drive-thru.
Nobody's done it yet.
Yeah, we haven't had anybody. Maybe that's something. Been, you know, just come through the drive-thru on a Lime scooter today.
We'll see if we can do that. We'll get your picture on
there. Yeah.
So, you know, you're settling in really good with the new digs here in Bartlesville with Regent Bank, and couldn't be happier. It was a long time in the making, and, you know, COVID got in the way and a few other things. But, by golly, it just seems like you've been there a long time. You've settled in so nicely there with the people that you have, and you're building customers every day.
You bet. We got a great crew. We got some, you know, some Bartlesville flavor in there, and we've got a couple of folks from No Water that got opportunities to move up with the branch, and so it's been really good. We've been blessed beyond measure, beyond probably what I deserve, certainly. But you know, one things we pride ourselves on is great customer service. You know, I know there's been some turmoilous times since March of last year, and we've been able to keep the lobby open and you know, be cautious and take certain precautions,
take care of ourselves and neighbors,
because and so but we've been able to keep our lobbies open, and you know, we took care of all of our customers, and then welcomed in new opportunities through the PPP program.
I was just going to ask you that. I had Paul Hood on, and he gave me an overview of it, and he said it should be coming out real quick. I know we got the guidance just last Thursday.
Yes, sir. And so we're starting that process again, obviously with a lot of clients that are in need of that. And
sure.
And so that is good. I know we've got a lot of service type industry businesses that have struggled, and quite honestly, the government, when they shut them down, that put them behind the eight ball. And then again, you've got people, certain mandates, you know, especially restaurants where you have to be so many feet apart, so it may limit the seating space to about half what people have had. And then, and again, people are just being cautious and doing the right things by trying to social distance. And so I think some of those businesses have seen less customers, so therefore less cash flow, and you want to, you know, retain your employees and be able to pay your bills. And so this will be the second round will really help, I think, with those folks, and hopefully with the vaccine that's out, that will start to free up, you know, as people start getting those, where more people will be out and about, you know, still obviously taking precaution and doing things they need to do. But yeah, we We got some videos this morning that we will be going through as a team on the second one. It's going to be done a little bit different through SBA than it was the first time.
Yeah.
And which should help us because it kind of uploads information we already have on that client from the previous app. So
you don't have to reinvent the wheel.
Which would be great because I spent a lot of nights at the bank till midnight and got up at 5 and did it over again. And
I remember
we had,
that.
And we had a lot of staff that did that. And so, thank God that the staff was very dedicated again on the customer service side and making sure we were getting clients taken care of. And so we'll be going through that again. And I encourage everyone, if they didn't do it the first time, they can, you know, obviously do the first round and maybe even the second. I haven't gotten that far into it yet. But for the people that did do it the first time, there's some criteria you have to meet in order to get the second one. And so that will be rolling out. So, I expect we'll be busy with that. But at the same time, I don't know that it'll be quite as tedious, the chores it was. Everything happened so quickly the first time. I think now we're a little bit better prepared for that.
Oh, good. I understand now that some nonprofits, churches, and things like that have a chance at this a little bit better than they had the first time around. And I understand that they're actually, really enhancing it for the hospitality industry because, man, they got kicked in the pants the first time around.
Yeah, I believe, and again, I don't want to get too far in the weeds on it because I haven't gotten through all the material, but I think the hospitality industry, as you said, I think they will qualify for a little bit more than maybe some of the other businesses, and I think that's fair and right because they really did. I mean, a lot of those industries got actually shut down for a period, and then even some of the mandates that were put out. And again, I think all the mandates were done in light to make sure we were protecting citizens. And but it did have an adverse effect on the service industry. And so I certainly think that they're deserving. They continue to work, continue to serve. I know a lot of the local restaurants continue to do dine out where people could call in and order out, and so they continue to try to take care of the community and make sure that people had their services. I believe it may be tomorrow or Friday when the banks can start doing these again, but we've again reached out to our clients that we did for the first time, and we've talked to some non-clients that we're going to try to help this time as well, that hopefully will be clients. So it'll get cranked up, but I'm hoping that process will be a lot smoother because it's not just wham bam, it's getting thrown on us, and we're a little bit better prepared. So
that's great. That is absolutely great that you're there to help administer this program to folks and businesses that really could use that help in hand. This has been, I don't know, 2020 and early 2021. I'd like to take an eraser to it, but I don't think we can. But we've learned a lot of things, too. We also learned how to be patient with one another and be a little bit more appreciative of what we do have.
You bet. I think it's allowed everybody to really think about those kind of things, about what we have and what we've been blessed with, that we have, that this community really dug in and supported one another and helped. And we have amazing nonprofits that have really jumped in and done, went above and beyond, which they always do. But it was really needed last year. And I certainly didn't pay for a mulligan and don't want one. So I'm hoping that this thing starts turning around in the short run.
Indeed. Our community has been blessed, even though this has been, a horrible chain of events nationwide and worldwide. Bartlesville, as a community, not only, governmental, but societal, and even the business community, was able to hang on and do, I would say, a lot better than most communities in the United States. I've got friends and family all over like everybody else does, and we kind of compare notes, see how we're doing, and I just say, we're good. Back in my mind, I'm going, Bartlesville gets an A in comparison today because there are a lot of folks out there that, their business, they're going to lose them. I mean, if you take a look at some of the states a little bit further north of us, they're just having a heck of a time, and even this PP, P2, might not even help them. So, you know, our community, our businesses, and our local governments, I think, have really worked hard to keep things as safe as we possibly could, yet also make ourselves economically viable to get through this.
I would agree there. I think some of the communities or states that had harsher mandates, you know, they saw more business closures, unfortunately. And a lot of the, you know, the small business is the lifeblood as far as job creation. And, you know, a lot of these small business owners have got, you know, miles of blood, sweat, and tears. And some of them have just countless capital invested in these companies. And so it does no one any good when these companies are you know, don't make it and they're forced to close down. And then you got the job losses that occur. And then that's an effect that reaches all over the community when businesses close. And luckily we didn't see a whole lot of that and still haven't. Yeah. And I'm hopeful that we don't see any more.
I hope not either. Now, how can they get a hold of you, folks who are in business or maybe shopping around a little bit and maybe are curious about the PPP2? How do they get a hold of Regent Bank in order to maybe get a look-see or an application or just maybe a question answered?
Well, here locally in Bartlesville, you can reach us at 907-3580. If you're in Nowata County, you can reach us at 273-1227. You can also get on our website at www.regentbank.com. And there will be, over in the loan, you know, you can kind of toggle through the areas. In the loan section, there is a PPP area where you can get on there. We
so
had
that is on the site. Good.
Yes, sir. We had that on there the first time, and so that stayed out there. And so they should be able to go to that and help them kind of navigate what needs to be done and what will be needed. And I think that will help folks as they kind of navigate through that. I know the Chamber of Commerce here in Bartlesville has done a tremendous job. There was an email that went out, you know, regarding a lot of what needs to be done or what needs to be had in order to do this round of PPP. And I know folks like Paul Hood, your local CPAs, have really been getting information out to clients and non-clients alike, trying to help them navigate through that process, and as we are trying to do as well.
Indeed, and a great job on everybody's behalf, getting the word out and getting some understanding going, because it can be a scary process if you've never been through this.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, your first thing is, man, everything's hanging in the balance. Hope this works. In a lot of cases, it does help out. In fact, far more than it does.
Oh, yeah. Well, and a lot of people, you know, the first time, there's a lot of despair in voices when we were working through these. And so, you know, we've still got some folks that are hurting, and I'm sure they'll be the same. And we want to make sure we help them, guide them through that process and get them what they need. And hopefully that takes a little bit of that despair away.
There you go. We are talking with Trevor Dorsey. He's with Regent Bank. Now, in spite of everything else, people are still in need of purchasing automobiles, homes, and maybe if they're in a good position, they can expand their business if they're in a good position. And you know something? Regent Bank is there rain or shine for everybody who has those everyday banking needs.
You bet.
And it's all about relationships, making them and keeping them. And taking good care of them.
You bet. It's all about the relationship and being there for that client, whatever that need is. Different stages of life, different people have different needs, and we're there to help try to navigate you through that process. You can come in, we can sit you down and try to find the best product or service that meets the need to get you taken care of and get you fixed up.
I've been talking to a few of the car people and other vehicle providers here in town, sales. They've been doing a lot of trade. They've been doing a lot of business. So I imagine your door is getting a few knocks and your phone's getting a few rings, and you know, this kind of stuff doesn't stop just because we've had this COVID-19.
Yeah. It surprises me the number of the Vados that are turning right now, especially a lot of the new, a lot of the dealers, you know, their new inventory. That they're finding it hard to get, you know, with COVID, the supply chain has really been affected, you know, not just in the auto industry, in many facets. Yes. Obviously, when we're trying to get our facility up and going, it was hard getting certain pieces of equipment we had to have in order to get the building open. And I know my wife's range went out back in, I believe it was March, and it took about 4 weeks. So I spent about as much eating out, I think, as I would have paid for that range. Waiting,
pumping that local economy.
Yeah, waiting for it to get here. We were doing a lot of that dine, you know, pickup. So I was grateful that a lot of restaurants were doing that, because we didn't have a range. So
that DoorDash didn't have to have a GPS to your house.
Right. So the supply chain, you know, was greatly affected, and you know, that hurts businesses as well. Because if you've got, you know, retail vendors here in this community, let's say you have an appliance store and you can't get appliances in, well, it's hard to sell if you can't get them in.
You bet.
And so same thing with the local car dealers. They don't have new inventory. You know, one of them told me, he said, man, if I'd have known this, I'd have went to the auction and bought all the used cars I could have got back whenever, you know, this thing started. And so,
but nobody knew.
Yeah, who knew? Yeah. Yeah, I said if we'd had one of those magic eight balls we could shake up, we'd all be in better shape.
Well, it's always great to know that Regent Bank is there in your corner and help you out in just about any kind of financial situation. And, of course, you have all of the other services that you've been known for, checking, savings, debit cards, and things like that, home loans and you know, real estate loans and things. You've got it all right there. Even that computer stuff, some of the...
Yeah, all the electronic banking. I am not the most... knowledgeable or astute person with electronic banking, but we have some staff that can guide you through all that, and you can do your banking from anywhere, which is actually pretty amazing these days. You don't have to have the branch right across the street or in the same community, and so you can essentially be anywhere and take care of your banking. You can do it from the comfort of your couch in your pajamas, or you can do it from the comfort of your office, just it's a few clicks away, and you got her done.
There you go. Hey, Trevor, thanks for being with us today. Appreciate it, as always, and good luck to you. And, you know, and say howdy to everybody downtown. I'll be down to visit you guys here pretty soon, looks like. All right.
Love to see you. We'll buy you a cup of coffee.
All right. Sounds good.
Thanks, Tom.
Be good. All right. Take care now.
Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid presentation at 1400 K1.
Hey, y'all.